All right, now we can talk. Point one, this is all your fault. You're the one who wandered away from your quail hunt and got lost.
They left me no choice. I had to get back to Madagascar.
Yeah? Well, I don't know where Madagascar is, but I think you missed it by a couple of miles. And here you are ruining my life. I hope you're happy.
I'm not happy. I want to be alone.
I rolled my eyes. You still don't get it. We're tied together. You can't be alone. Even worse, I can't be alone. Slim did this because, I don't know why, but the point is, Jake, and I want you to listen very closely to this, the point is that we have to work together on this deal. Do you understand? I looked into his eyes. They were distant, empty. How do you communicate with a guy who doesn't even look at you? I didn't know, but I had to try. Okay, you leave me no choice. You've forced my hand, and now I have to, well, use manners. Boy, that hurt. I took a deep breath and plunged into it. Jake, my name is Hank the Cowdog. I'm head of ranch security, and you might say that I own this outfit. Speaking on behalf of the security division and the entire staff, I'd like to welcome you to the ranch. We hope your stay with us will be a pleasant, happy, fulfilling experience. Speaking such lies and rubbish almost killed me. But you know what? It seemed to help. For the first time, he looked me in the eyes. Then he glanced over his shoulders and said,
"Who sent you?"
Well, I don't know. Slim, I guess.
Did they send you? Or did you come on your own? I have to know.
Tell me more about who they are. Once again, he looked over his shoulders.
The pirates. They've taken Madagascar.
No kidding.
Yes, I've heard it. It must be true.
Well, darn. This Madagascar. I guess it's a town in the Texas Panhandle, huh? He beamed me a glare.
No, you fool. It's an island.
Oh, sure, right. I remember now. It's an island off the coast of... It's down by Muleshoe, right?
No, off the coast of Africa.